Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in one of the very best and brightest, Will Brinson, CBS Sports NFL writer. Will, how are you today?
Morning, guys. Hope you're doing well up there in the warm Northeast.
We're doing very well. Will, let me ask you a question before we get things going here. I'll ask you about Freddie Kitchens and the Browns and the whole thing. Also, the Pick Six podcast. It's fantastic with Will Brinson. Who is more popular in America right now, in popular culture, not with football fans or anything? Who is more popular overall? Is it Baker Mayfield or Andrew Luck?
I don't think it's remotely close. It's Baker Mayfield, right?
Woo!
I
mean,
with a blow.
Yeah, I mean, I have data to show otherwise, Will, but that's okay. The reason I said Baker is coming like a locomotive. I mean, he's going to surpass so many of these guys. But all I said was Andrew Luck's had a 10-year head start on him. There are people all around the country who know Andrew Luck because they followed him in college. He was the number one overall pick. They followed him. He went to the playoffs very early on. He was in the playoffs just this week. Like, Baker has been not playing football for 2 weeks and doing, you know, doing James Corden shows. So that was my argument.
Okay.
I don't think Andrew Luck was the most popular quarterback in his playoff game. I think Patrick Mahomes is more popular than Luck. I think Luck is like so vanilla and bland, and like he's not on Twitter or social media. But I mean, if you're talking about, I think it's Baker in a blowout.
Oh.
You know, I think Cam is higher than Luck. I mean, I think there's a lot of guys. And Luck is way down there in the general.
I mean, I have jersey sales say otherwise.
The
jersey sales just means that he had a comeback and a bunch of new Colts fans bought his jersey.
No, but I'm talking about, like, I have articles from 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017.
Well, he wasn't in the NFL
at
that time.
They said women actually bought his jersey more than any other player in the NFL. Now, maybe that's because it says Luck on the back of it. All I'm saying is Baker's coming. Like, Baker's going to surpass all these guys. I just think Ken's conveniently forgetting that, you know, that one guy's been around for 10 freaking years.
Will, I think he's accusing you of conveniently forgetting it.
And I am. Yes, well, I am.
Yes, here we go.
I just don't think Andrew Luck is that popular. I don't think if you went and polled 10 random strangers on the street, and you're like, who's more popular, Baker Mayfield or Andrew Luck? They'd be like, is Andrew Luck like a comedian or a magician? Or like, what does he do?
Man, guy's been to the playoffs now, what, four times? I do not get that. But okay,
it's
we'll
like,
move on.
Honestly, Will, I brought the same exact thing. It's like you were listening to the show. And I know you weren't, but I appreciate you making the same exact point I did, because you're at a different standing than I am and you're in a different place, and I love you for it. So away we go.
I mean, I'm trying to think, like, it'd be like a musical. Like, I'm trying to think of a musical thing where it's like, who's a hipster? Or like I like this band called. I'm trying to think of like a great, like, it's like, who's more popular, the Beatles or Widespread Panic? Somebody's like, what the hell are you talking about? The Beatles? Like, they're not like Baker's the Beatles. I don't know. I don't think that. Maybe I'm crazy. I just don't think people are that into. I just don't think people are that into Andrew Luck for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe I think Indianapolis people are, but the worldwide, like, my wife would probably know who Andrew Luck is. She definitely knows who Baker Mayfield is.
I love it. Will Brinson joining us on the show.
That's because Will tweets every other tweet about Baker and the Browns, which we love, by the way. We absolutely love the fact that you pay us attention.
Yes, thank you very, very much, Will. Will, by the way, CBS Sports senior NFL writer, also with the Pick Six podcast, host of the Pick Six podcast. What did you think of the Freddie Kitchens hire?
I liked it. Look, all of these hires are ultimately a crapshoot. Even a guy who's been to an NFC Championship game and you've seen experience with him coaching up a quarterback before in Bruce Arians is still a crapshoot. Like, you don't know that that's going to work out in Tampa Bay with Jameis Winston and Bruce and all they've got going on there. So, you know, with that in mind, I really like the idea that they managed to keep some continuity for Baker Mayfield. I mean, this is a chance after 1 year in which you had Hugh Jackson as your coach, and you know they elected not to blow it up before they used the number one overall pick on Baker, et cetera. They could have gone in a direction that was totally different and found somebody from outside the organization who had never worked with Baker, that Baker didn't know if he'd be comfortable with, brought him in and hoped that it worked for the best. Whereas I think that you really get the sense that Freddie Kitchens, not just because he was with Baker for a while, but also because of his demeanor and his approach to the game, being a former quarterback, like, he understands Baker and he gets Baker, and they seem to be very simpatico just in terms of how they act. So I would anticipate that you get the I like the continuity there, and I think as long as you keep building out a good staff, which it looks like he's doing, then I think you got a very good shot for success. And I love Freddie Kitchens' comment when he was asked, like, do you know what you're doing? Or he's like, are you prepared to be a head coach? He's like, am I prepared? I don't know. Are you prepared to be a parent? It's like, well, that's a great comp. I mean, of course you're not prepared to be a parent. Of course you're not prepared to be a head coach. You can never know what it's like until you actually do it. So I like the move. I think it's a little unconventional, but I think John Dorsey operates in that unconventional realm, and he's done a good job of identifying talent. You have to trust him, and there's stuff there to trust Freddie Kitchens as well.
Will Brinson, join us from the great Pick Six podcast all the time. Definitely got to check it out. It's good stuff. So, Will,
I'm wearing a Pick Six podcast shirt actually right now. We make our own T-shirts. That's how popular this daily NFL podcast is.
Is it more popular than Baker Mayfield?
Someone asked us.
No.
Someone asked
between Baker Mayfield and Andrew Luck.
Will, we did it. We do a thing. We yell Super Bowl, Super Browns, yeah. And we did it for Freddie Kitchens yesterday, and he actually wanted to throw hell yeah in there. And someone asked me if they could make T-shirts. And I told him, good luck. You're going to get your ass sued off by the NFL. So I'm glad you get make the shirts. We are the thing that anything that we're even remotely known for, we can't, because
you couldn't do Super Bowl. That would be the
exactly.
problem. It wouldn't even be Super Browns. Wouldn't even be the problem. It'd be the bowl.
Yeah,
but it'd be the Super Bowl problem, because like you could be like big game, big Browns. Hell yeah, that might work.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same ring to it, but if Freddie says it, maybe it'll take off anyway. Anyway, Will Brinson, join us on the hotline. So,
I got an idea. You could say super and then do like a bowl of like a soup bowl emoji, and then do super and then have a poop emoji. And then on the back say hell
you
yeah.
You can't put the poop emoji up for the Browns, Will. You can't do that. People are going to go nuts.
I'm just saying, if you want to avoid the copyright situation, then you can do it.
He's giving everybody a tutorial out there.
Technically, it's a way around.
Our creative minds.
Yeah.
Will Brinson speaking to you. Anything we could do. Hey, if it makes us money, we're okay with it. Will Brinson joining us. So I'm curious, because we are loving Freddie Kitchens right now. He called into our show yesterday. I mean, his approval rating is got to be as close to 100% as ever could be, Will. How different are things going to be for him, though, next year with expectations, which now he's going to be on the clock to get this team to the playoffs, and it's a little different from just taking over after the worst coach in NFL history.
Yeah, I mean, I think my biggest concern, if I'm Freddie Kitchens, would be, okay, what is my in-game management strategy going to be? You know, because he's been calling plays with Baker. We've seen him on the sidelines. He's been doing a great job of that. But, you know, when it gets down to nut cutting time, are you going to, you know, how are you going to approach going for fourth? I think that's something that's what you talk about. Like, you know, like, are you prepared to be a parent? Like, you don't know about the issues that you're going to deal with that are unique to parenting until you're actually a parent. You don't know about the issues, how you're going to deal with the issues that are unique to being a head coach until you're actually a head coach. And so I think from that perspective, the in-game management stuff is going to be key. I mean, I don't think Hugh Jackson's a good coach, and I think that, you know, he's clearly had some, you know, issues that he loves playing Game of Thrones office-style politics, which is just gross. But, you know, his biggest problem was in-game management. I think Greg Williams had some of it too. It's the hardest thing that coaches have to deal with, because you're managing 900 other things. You're trying to decide, should I go for two? There's analytics people screaming on Twitter. Everybody's, you know, watching the game in real time, because, you know, we have Red Zone, we have, you know, DirecTV and all that. Like, no one's escaping the eye of the critics when it comes to making in-game decisions, even in real time. And so that's one of the things that I think you have to be most careful about, is, are you prepared to make these real-time decisions? You know, are you prepared to adjust on the fly? You know, offensively, I don't think that'll be a problem. We've seen the Browns do a really good job of that in terms of, like, you know, against Houston, Baker struggled early. They came back and ran some nice plays. Now, granted, Houston was up big. But I think the adjustment stuff will be fine. He's got the coaches to help do that. It's going to be, can you handle the in-game management? Because that can cost you three or four games if you're not on point about it. And that's where you don't want to lose those games, get burnt by the games in the one-score stuff, and then have people screaming because you only won seven games for the Browns, which would be a pretty nice season.
Well, I think
relative to past.
Yeah, I think what Baker taught. Wait a minute, how many games did you say again?
Well, I mean, see, this is my point. Is like, what is this? And this is where if you're Freddie Kitchens, you got to be a little careful because what is a good season for right now?
Uh-huh.
And we're a long way away. But you guys would not be cool with seven wins?
No,
right?
No, I said yesterday. Right. I said yesterday at seven that they it's playoffs. I can't say or bust because you shouldn't fire the coach or anything. But what I'm saying is your goal is to make the playoffs, and anything under that is a disappointment for 2019.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I would agree with that. I also think that with there has to come some understanding, and it's hard to get this understanding across to any fan base. Is that there are a clump of teams who are going to win 12-plus games. And it's a very small clump. It's like three or four teams. The Patriots are one of them. I would think the Chiefs are probably still one of them. And maybe the Saints, the Rams are probably there. Look at the teams who are left. There's just a few teams who are going to do that. Then there are there's a small clump of teams who are going to win like five games. There's just a few of them, but they're going to be terrible. The Raiders are probably still there. And then there's this wide swath of teams in the NFL who are going to win between six games and 10 games. And the difference between winning six games and winning 10 games is microscopic. And so that's what I think that you have to be, it's an oblong ball that bounces in weird ways. And I think you have to be careful getting, like, the Browns could win six games and have a great season and look like a 10-win team and be primed for a huge step forward in 2020. And people will be mad. I mean, people will be disappointed. So, I mean, that's one of the things that I think you have to be careful about is, maybe it's an 8-win team that played like a 10-win team. You know what I mean? Like, it's just sometimes it's just tough in the NFL.
All right, Will Brinson, join us on the hotline. When you look at the four teams that are going to play this week, how close do you think the Browns are to getting there, understanding that the Browns have this huge offseason, all this cap space, and a full draft?
Yeah, I mean, look, the four teams who are playing right now are, you have doing a deep dive into the full roster construction of these teams. I mean, the Patriots, let's take the Patriots out of the list because they've been doing this for 18 years and somehow are propping themselves up as underdogs. It's super annoying and super dumb. Guys, you won five titles. Stop acting like no one believes in you. Everyone believes you can win the Super Bowl. Two, I think with the Chiefs, you had the groundwork that John Dorsey helped lay there. And, Andy Reid's been building this since 2013. They added Patrick Mahomes in the draft that elevated everything. He's catered the skill position guys around what Mahomes does. The defensive players are there to help them make a run. And so this is 5 years in the making, really, for the Chiefs. With the Saints, again, I mean, it's sort of like the Patriots, poor man's Patriots. They only have one title, but they've been building around Drew Brees for, 10, 15 years now. And so that's one of where it's sort of an exception. And then I think with the Rams, they had a situation where they got a new coach. Les Snead decided to be aggressive, is a forward-thinking, analytical guy who noticed that the team is on a rookie contract and started to add pieces aggressively around him. And so my guess is that if you're the Browns, what you hope for is some blend of the Chiefs and the Rams, right, where you build slowly over the five-year period since John Dorsey came in, and we're working at, a year and a half now. And then you also try and be aggressive while you have Baker Mayfield on his rookie deal because, you're only 3 years away from Baker Mayfield saying, hey, I would like that $25 million or, whatever it is that maybe be 30 at that point in time. But I think, you have to walk the fine line of trying to be smart about how you build your team for the long term while also taking advantage of a quarterback who's prepared to help you win now and making sure you sort of go all in. And I think John Dorsey's done a good job of that. I mean, going out and trading for Jarvis Landry, adding these different pieces, hitting in the draft. You have Nick Chubb there. And so, you don't want to shove all your chips in at once if you're Cleveland. But I do think you want to, you do want to take advantage of this small window you have with these young players on these rookie deals. That's how the Seahawks won a Super Bowl. I mean, it's just all you need is one title, right? Like one title, and all of a sudden like the pressure valve is lifted off the city. So I think it's somewhere in between the Chiefs and the Rams is what you're shooting for.
Yeah.
I don't know how close they are, but I do think the division is in a pretty good spot too, because the Steelers look like they're 90210 or Melrose Place or something like that, and it feels like they're not going to take a massive step forward. Cincinnati looks like a disaster, still doesn't have a coach. And then with Baltimore, I think Cleveland has shown they can certainly hang with them, and they still have some drama left to be played out with John Harbaugh this offseason.
Will, we thank you for the time. His name, Will Brinson. Find him on Twitter at Will Brinson, CBS Sports, Pick Six Podcast. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Will Brinson, North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I beat you, and I'm happy about that. 216-578-0092. I have a theory with possibly my mother-in-law at 940 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.